wasabi chips.
The wasabi chips.
Off top. For show, though. Alright, so.
But, anyway, we are here to talk SEC, as there were some pretty cool things that happened last week. And, of course, you're hearing the voice of Mr. Joe Pym over here beside me. And,
that's me.
I am Jeremy York. It's good to be back.
Yes, it is. Once again.
You know what? We can't say that they're back anymore, but we can say that we're back.
What? Well, we're beating the storm.
We are.
The storm's coming tomorrow. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You got your plastic socks ready?
No, I'm inside all day.
You old son of a gun.
We got lucky.
You old sailor, you. You old motorboating son of a gun.
We won't go that far. But there were some interesting games in the SEC. And
yes.
And yes, we will get to the elephant in the room that involved one Todd Gurley. But we'll do that after we recap some of these games.
No, I don't think we need to.
What, recap the games or get into the Gurley thing?
Get into the Gurley thing.
We'll get into the Gurley thing.
We have to.
No.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
But anyway, Kentucky rolls over UL Monroe. We don't need to say much except for...
They were down 14-0.
Kentucky was?
Yes, they were.
Been good for Kentucky?
I almost
think Kentucky likes being the Forrest Griffin of the SEC. They want to see their own blood on their face. Like, they want to get punched in the mouth.
No, not
before
Forrest,
they decide
no.
to play.
I was about to say, what do you mean, Forrest Griffin?
No, Forrest Griffin.
Forrest Griffin, not yes. Forrest Griffin.
No.
Forrest
Griffin.
Forrest did like me hit in the mouth and, you know, see his blood.
He
like
does.
In the movies when they wipe their nose. Like, oh, blood.
It's like, oh, there it is. And then he, like, wins all the fights.
Beat you
yeah.
behind. Nah, you're right. You're right. Kentucky's formidable, man. I mean, to me, they're second in the East. Georgia's not going to have any.
No, it's not going to be easy.
That ain't going to be some kind of a cakewalk in there.
No, it's not going to be easy.
No, I mean, that's serious.
Like I said, 48-14 on that one. Tennessee over Chattanooga, 45-10.
That's to be expected.
Right. Vanderbilt in a barn burner with Charleston Southern. You know, yeah. To be fair, I thought Charleston Southern pulled that one out. But, you know, kudos to Vandy for popping up a win. Number two on the year for them.
You know, Vandy, they're, like I said earlier, they're totally revamping the whole way they look at things. Franklin was there. He was an offensive guy. Mason's there. He's a defensive guy. If you're going to focus on defensive, Vandy, it's not going to work because you have to score points, and people are going to score points on you. So, nonetheless,
exactly.
That's pretty much a skipping stone or a stepping stone for Mason to move on somewhere else. I can't really default Vandy for that. They are who they are.
And in the, I guess the SEC showdown that was which team will fire their coach faster, LSU was able to pull out the victory over Florida. So my vote's going to be on Muschamp.
We knew that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have Florida in this one.
Well, they did. Now, I will give Florida a little credit. They let their alleged, right?
Right. Supposedly, she withdrew the charges.
Yeah, who's his girlfriend?
Yeah, supposedly she just had another.
And I will say what I would want to say on another time about what happened, because I've read things about what did happen.
Right.
I won't say it now, but you know what my girlfriend would never accuse me of?
What's that?
Sexual assault. Ever. I mean, I'm a divorced man. My ex-wife won't accuse me of that. My next girlfriend won't accuse me of that. My girlfriend after my next girlfriend won't accuse me of that. I will never be, ever be accused of sexual assault. And there will never be a forensic team in my apartment or at my grandma's house, which I currently live in.
Hey, but it's cool because grandma's a cool roommate.
Hey, man, I'm just being up front.
Your grandma's pretty cool, though.
My grandma's cool. She does what she does. I do what I do, and I cook her dinner, you know, 4 or 5 times a week. So we have an agreement.
That's
but
a good gig.
I'm just saying. I know what a lot of people won't accuse me of.
Right.
Is sexual assault. And I know that I'm a big fella, pushing 240, kind of rambunctious. Right?
Active is the word.
Rambunctious.
Okay.
Or rambunctiously active.
Okay.
There we go.
Actively rambunctious.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, off that topic, that I know what a lot of people, do you know what you won't be accused of?
What's that?
Sexual assault.
It's true.
Tomorrow?
Any day it won't be.
Tomorrow? Wednesday?
What about it?
Will you be accused of that Wednesday? both sides.
Oh, at no time in my life will I ever be accused of that. But,
oh, so it's just been odd. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. From both sides of the spectrum, you're married, I'm single.
Right. But
we won't ever be accused of that.
But we don't put ourselves in those situations.
What situation?
Whatever situation.
What am I doing, triple Lindy?
I don't know what he was trying to do.
I mean, really, am I doing a triple Lindy?
It wasn't enough that he got to play and actually got to, win the game that he had to go home and celebrate.
Money
but,
and say, but no, we can't win without him.
Right. But, going back to the game.
Nah, I'm telling you what, that fella, I don't remember his name, that receiver at the end of the LSU game made that fantastic one-handed catch. And really sealed the deal.
The LSU guy.
And there was really no way.
Don't they always have good receivers? I mean, didn't Odell Beckham Jr. come from there?
Yeah. And Landry.
Yeah.
Landry's on some team right now.
Well, but Beckham's blowing up for the Giants right now, that's why I said him. Our listeners may be more familiar with him if you're not an LSU fan.
Last week.
Right. He'll blow up a lot now. But
not this week. Because they got shut out.
That's true. Only the second team all year to get shut out.
There you go.
And oddly enough, the other team was the Jets who share a stadium with them.
They got Bucks land. Bucks of Eagles.
Eagles looked good, but...
Yeah, I don't think the Eagles have. I think the Cowboys have won the Super Bowl.
Oh, I called that. Not the Super Bowl part, but they beat Seattle.
Oh, you called to me.
Did they beat Seattle?
Because I would have laughed at you.
Well,
now I won't.
Well, now I know you didn't listen to Thursday's show, because on Thursday's show, that was my pick.
This past Thursday?
Yeah.
You can't pick it now. You can't pick it before
the season. I picked it like last Thursday.
You can't pick it... You got to pick them before the season starts.
No, I picked
you
that
can't
they
wait
would,
five
no,
games.
No, I picked that they would beat Seattle.
No, I'm saying Super Bowl.
I don't know about Super Bowl. We'll see. It's still a long season.
Dallas.
I don't know. We'll see.
Sorry, man. As long as Murray don't get hurt.
Yes, that's the key right there.
Yep.
But, LSU 30-27, they were able to hang on that one. And like you said, that was a phenomenal catch by the wide receiver.
Yes. That was a awesome one-handed right-handed catch.
And yes, I am dancing around certain games. Auburn and Mississippi was actually, it was the battle I thought it would be.
Yeah, but...
And I know the score, we can read a box score all day long, but it doesn't tell the whole story. Right.
The box score didn't tell you a thing about that game.
No, it doesn't.
That game was done.
It was.
Done, not done. My grandmother said, oh, this game's over, what else can we watch?
Yep.
After 10 minutes... And my grandmother said that.
Once again, your grandmother's a pretty smart lady. So
she's a smart lady.
She knows her football.
A doctorate somewhere, but not a doctorate in football. So when she looks at a game that long, between 2 and 3, she's already wanting to change it. That's just, wow. Wow. I mean, how do they get to that point?
As we're getting attacked in the studio.
And that really just meant that Auburn's style, and I've been saying that for probably a year now. Balzahn is not a magician.
No.
It's the same 1-2-3 at the point of attack.
Yep.
And that's why the Bulldogs had a chance to beat them last year. Georgia Bulldogs, sorry. Had a chance to beat them last year before the miracle.
Yep.
Because I saw the same 1-2-3, even with Grantham.
Yep.
Because it's the same quarterback, fake handoff, fake pitch.
Yep.
It's the same 1-2-3. And that's really what Mississippi State, they really clamped down on it. And, hey, man, they deserve to be number one.
Yeah, they do. And they are number one after this. And they're better than FSU.
Oh, certainly, yes.
If they played right now, Winston's going home.
No, I have to agree with that 1,000% because Florida State gave up, 43 points, 42 points to NC State?
Something like that.
It was 50-40-something. Against NC State.
Let's see if we can look that up.
This past week was Syracuse. I don't want to use the word struggled, but they didn't just do the old Bigfoot stomp with Syracuse.
You talking about that? You're talking about the NC State game.
The NC State game. I'm saying I'm coming after that week.
Right.
NC State, they struggled with giving up a lot of points. And then this week against Syracuse, they gave up many, many points.
Right.
Against NC State. But Syracuse, I mean, I think Syracuse scored 12. I'll watch those games. I mean, pardon me if I'm off on that particular point spread.
Well, more SEC guys. I don't watch that much ACC when an SEC battle's on.
No, I really don't either, but I mean, if I'm going to talk about them.
Yeah.
Well, I know Jameis was out doing his thing, doing the show money dance and whatnot. Putting points on the board. I'm just saying that FSU, I mean, hell, they've got Notre Dame next week. That won't be one of our previews, but we can go ahead and slip that in right now.
I think Notre Dame can beat them.
Well, Notre Dame can beat them, but will they? All right, we're gonna
ask me next week.
Before, well, the game is next week.
Oh, it's like this Saturday?
Yes.
Oh.
Notre Dame just gave up 43 to North Carolina. They won 50-43. To North Carolina now.
I'd love to pick the Irish there, but I don't know. I feel like FSU's going to pull
State.
It out. I feel like FSU's going to pull it out.
Yeah. I'm not going to pick Notre Dame. I'm not.
I'd like to, but I can't.
No, Notre Dame is a paper tiger.
Yes.
For sure. They might end the year with one loss going into the bowl season. But they're not going to beat Florida State in Florida State. And if they do, Lord help them in the playoffs. I mean, arms up. Lord help them in the playoffs. Because they're going to get put up number 4
yeah.
or number 3, and they're going to be in the rest of the year because they don't have anyone else to play.
Sure.
I think they still have to play USC.
Yeah.
When? And Sarkisian's doing some things there.
But they're not ready to compete on that level yet.
Yeah, I mean, the term that level is kind of subjective because Notre Dame, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
They're on England. Their schedule is slanted towards ACC teams.
And they did it on purpose.
I mean, does anyone think that's a mistake?
Not on their part.
No. They did it on purpose.
They pick and choose their games every year.
Yeah.
But, like we said, Mississippi State is ranked number 1 now after that win over Auburn. They deserved it, 38-23, you know, Hail State, as they call it.
Starkville.
Yeah.
Stark Vegas, sorry.
Yeah. You ever been there?
No.
Really nice place.
I've been to Mississippi.
Really?
No.
You can go sometime. I got real upset.
For what?
So, let's go see a game.
Well, I know.
I've been on campus before.
You went to a wedding recently, and you have to say that. Why would I go to Mississippi?
Oh, you should. It's a nice place, man.
A nice what?
It's a nice place.
To drive through?
Like, I've been on campus. I've been to, I mean, granted it was a high school graduation, but I've been on campus.
I'd like to go to the Grove. Okay, I've heard about the sundresses.
I don't know about that.
I've heard well about the sundresses.
Okay, well, that's anywhere, though.
The Grove. No, apparently at the Grove, it's,
I'll take your word for it, then.
It's not my word. It's other people's word.
But Alabama continues to, I'm not going to say decline, but underperform would be a good word, I believe.
Well, against Arkansas?
Yes.
They ultra underperformed.
They should have beat them convincingly, and instead they have to score.
No, I've heard Arkansas. Not heard. I watched the game. Arkansas should have won by 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alabama was not there.
No.
It's, Sims is not.
They're trying to like mail it in, and I don't. This is the wrong time to mail it in.
Yeah.
The rest of your division is beating you.
And the only thing that makes me have a hitch in my giddy up about tossing Alabama to the side is because the last year, not like the last year, but one of the years they won the championship, they blocked a field goal against Tennessee. It kept them undefeated. And
it's true.
They blocked that extra point. They still have to play Mississippi State. They still have to play Auburn.
They still have to play A&M, though.
They still have to play A&M.
They're
in the driver's seat.
They're going to have at least one loss out of those three. At least.
I mean, it's nice for me to say that right now. It's nice for me to agree with you. But I can't really say for sure. Just because of the Bama mystique.
Right.
I mean, the Bama mystique hasn't been shredded off me yet. I mean, I'm still kind of have something around me. And if, you know, when we get to the UGA team, we'll hear how much that mystique was pulled off of me just in a matter of 18 hours.
Right.
But Bama, I don't care if Sims is a quarterback. Bama is still Bama. They're still about the process.
Yeah.
That's all they've heard. And a game they should have lost, like, should have lost, like, not got lucky to win.
Right.
They should have lost. They won.
And, you know, Alabama winning 14-13 wasn't convincing to me. I would say they're probably going to drop a little bit. Even
oh, yeah.
Even in the standings. And speaking of other team that won, Ole Miss.
Oh, geez.
The Rebels rolled.
Oh, and the score did not indicate how close the game was.
No, it was a very close thing, but Texas A&M just couldn't put the points on the board.
No, I'm just saying it wasn't close at all. Ole Miss blasted those guys. I think it was 35-7 at one point.
Maybe 28-7.
Wow, what's the score you're looking at?
I'm looking at the quarter breakdown, and they scored the 35th point in the fourth quarter, so it would kind of by default, it'd have to be 28-7.
Why couldn't it be 35-7?
Because they already had 7 in the third quarter, and they only had 28. So at the end of the third, it was only 28-7.
So if they scored the first touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Right, then it would be.
35-7.
Right.
Right. I think it was 35-7 at one point.
Then they scored again.
Yeah, they scored 10 more.
Yeah. I didn't watch 13. It, honestly. I was watching
the game.
I really think
it was 35-7.
Okay.
I'm not.
But, I mean, it's almost like they let Texas A&M back in then.
No,
to look respectable.
They pulled off. Ole Miss did. Hugh Freeze is doing a hell of a job down there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we make jokes about people being back. We make jokes about Bo Wallace having pretty hair. But you know what? By the time that this actually posts up, and by the time you're hopefully listening to this, you have heard on the Dan Patrick Show, Bo Wallace was on Tuesday morning earlier today.
Was he?
Yeah. Well, by the time this posts, it'll be, the morning before.
Well, I don't want to make any more jokes about them being back, about how they could do it or can do it. I mean,
they look
the
real
Rebels.
Good. They look real good.
The
got,
Rebels
got the best
Mississippi
defense
State,
in college.
The Rebels and the Mississippi State Bulldogs are in the driver's seat.
They are
to win the national championship.
Yeah.
Now they have a very tough road to hoe.
They do. Because at some point you're going to have to play the East winner, which at the moment looks like it's either Kentucky or Georgia.
No, well, the East winner, nonetheless, I mean, that doesn't matter.
Man, I'm glad we didn't have any pumpkins or apples on the line with that call, because I thought Matty Mock was going to pull off something, but I got to see a good bit of that Georgia game, and I was pretty convinced that Missouri should have just
won. What Georgia game?
The exhibition.
What?
The one this weekend? The one in Missouri, yeah, the exhibition.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You saw that one?
I saw a good bit of it.
Well, I did too. Kind of bad that that's the quarterback's best game of the year, and he threw for 160 yards, if I'm going to be a pessimist.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, you mean that same quarterback who is averaging 175 a game, as you said last week?
Yeah, and,
179, let's give him those 4 yards.
Yeah, and
I'm not convinced he's a good quarterback. I'm convinced he's a game manager.
Well,
which on that team, that's all you need.
I'll put it like this. This is all I'm going to say. Nick Chubb had 42 touches Saturday. Missouri ran 42 plays.
Yep.
So every yard that everyone else had, even though Chubb had more yards than Missouri himself, was all bonus. Now, Georgia's not going to cause 5 turnovers every game. They're not.
They're probably going to get 3 a game.
That'd be something.
Yeah.
And they're already first in the SEC in turnovers at +9.
That's part of their success is why they're 5-1.
Yeah. And you know that South Carolina looks worse. That South Carolina loss looks worse and worse every week. But, I mean, I know I said this every week. I can go on and on about Georgia. Leonard Floyd showed up. Big game. many receptions as Missouri's. Sorry, as many interceptions as Missouri's leading receiver. Two and two. Held Douglas the play of the game with the flip.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I knew he had a chip on the shoulder from how he fumbled last year. I think I brought that up last week as well.
Yeah.
And that was before we knew that number three wouldn't play.
Which we'll get into in a second.
I'm well aware.
Well, we at least have to mention it. We'll weigh in for a second and we'll get on with it.
I was going
to
say,
we're still waiting on stuff to develop. So.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I'm well aware that was before number three wouldn't play because I would have been yelling the whole night and we wouldn't have had a show at all.
It's true.
Because I really, really.
That's why I made sure you knew it. As soon as I knew about it, I made sure you knew about it as well.
Yeah.
I think you'd already heard at that point.
Yeah, I know. Twitter is a wonderful thing. Georgia, they performed well. Offensively, they did okay. They scored 10 points off of 5 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good stat, so to speak. Can we agree on that?
I think we can.
It's kind of what they did against Florida a couple years ago when they had 6 turnovers and I think was it 11 points off 6 turnovers? It was something terrible. Either way,
like
Georgia
that.
Showed up, Georgia played, Georgia hit people in the mouth. They got to keep it going.
They do.
I'm a Georgia fan. I'm not going to be shy about it. Keep it going. Win in Arkansas. Do it to it. South Carolina's back on the schedule this week, right?
They are. And before we get to that, we will mention that. For everybody who didn't know, there was a scandal from a local merchandise dealer.
Oh, don't say his name, please.
I'm not going to, because that would be giving him press, and he's not getting it from me.
I've already called his lawyer a couple times.
Are they going to look into that for you?
No, I called his lawyer to make sure that everything was all right with his...
Okay, yeah. Because I know through the show we had reached out at some point to see, and unfortunately they're a little busy at the moment.
No, they don't want to call in.
We did not get a no. But we'll stay on top of all the news at least.
Yes.
But Gurley was supposedly, because I've yet to see any proof. A grainy, 1980s video doesn't show me anything.
Well, no, he signed something.
Well, I don't doubt he signed something. But the fact that he received money for it, I've yet to see any proof.
No,
so
no,
I don't believe it yet.
I don't think anyone's ever seen that.
No. But he sat out his game. He'll probably play this week. That guy will have to go into hiding, Unabomber style.
You have to go to Kansas.
Or Canada or something.
The thing is, I'll say right now, next time number three needs $400, tweet something.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet 20 people will send him $20.
Yeah.
I'm really willing to bet that. And it'll be for nothing. I mean, hey, need $20? Here you go, number three.
Or,
Go to Denny's or go to Red Lobster. Or
yeah.
Whatever you needed that $400 for. Well, I know I can round up like $115 for him right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things. And I don't fault him for bad judgment because when you're in college, you're broke. There's only a few exceptions.
Yeah, I do fault him somewhat because he does sign the big old contract saying don't do this, don't do this, don't do this.
Right.
But when he sees that his picture and his clips and that, can I get $500? He's not going though.
No.
Can I get $500?
Yeah.
Just $500. You know how quick $500 goes?
Through a booster or
no,
anybody?
No, in your hand. If you got $500 tomorrow and you had to take care of stuff, you probably have 40 left on Friday, maybe 80.
If I had to take care of my stuff and I had, what did you say, 150?
No, 500.
500, 500.
If you're like, all right, let's fill up both cars.
I could.
And those kid groceries.
I'm pretty good with money. I'm not saying other people aren't, but I'm usually pretty good at it. I could make it stretch. But your average person is, by Friday or Saturday, you're going to be like, okay, I took care of some stuff, but I got $20 dollar menu money from here on out.
That's what I mean. I mean,
and trust me, I live off the dollar menu because it's some of the best food you can get.
I mean, if I got $500 tomorrow,
right,
cash money,
right,
that would be child support.
Yeah,
and then I can roll on.
Yeah.
So, not saying Todd's on any child support plan or anything like that. You know, I mean, he's a young man. Maybe he has a child, too. I haven't heard of it.
Maybe it's a car payment. Maybe his mom needed new tires on her car or something because they blew out. I don't know.
I spend $80 a week in gas.
Yeah.
Easy.
I mean, maybe it... I mean, he's on scholarship, so it's not a rent or anything like that, but... But, you know, like I said, we set our piece on it, and we're hoping to hear back.
Did we even talk about the Georgia game?
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Yeah. Well, most of it. Because we call it the exhibition.
No, I think you just said it was exhibition.
No, we were talking about it just a second ago, that Missouri didn't even really show up, that I'm glad we didn't have any pumpkins or apples on it. You talked about Chubbs had as many touches as the other team.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we started going over stats.
Because I don't remember saying anything about Mason.
You did, because you said he had 150 yards or something.
And his best game of the year.
Was it?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Well, see, we didn't... Yeah, it was the best game of the year, for sure.
You didn't say that, but it's...
Hey, do you have another game you did better in?
Not off the top of my head. But, I mean, even in the blowout, he didn't... I mean, it was a mediocre day.
Oh, blowout.
The other
Missouri
blowout? No, the other one. The one that we
the
had
Troy
pumpkins
blowout.
On. That one, yeah.
Nah, man, I mean, come on.
No, this was a little bit better opponent, and they had a good
A lot
matchup.
Of their ranked.
Yep.
They had shut out a ranked opponent on the road in 122 years.
Long time.
Well, yeah. Well, sure.
I'll be Captain Obvious. Huh?
That was before who was born? Margaret Thatcher?
She that old?
That was before Margaret Thatcher was born. Who else? Mackie Thompson?
Yeah.
You watch Puerto Rican Fireball?
No.
So that has no meaning to you.
I know who it is, but
it has no meaning to you whatsoever.
I need to
that
look
was
into
before
that
Mackie Thompson was born.
Yeah. I would imagine that.
Actually, might not have been.
Is that Buscemi's character?
It is. Actually, may not be before he was born because he came about. He was full grown in 1921. That's probably not before he was born.
But regardless, I'm not going
to. Regardless?
I said, but regardless.
Well, I thought you were giving me all that.
No.
Beauregard. General Beauregard Lee.
Well, him either. But, you know, Georgia was able to roll in that one, like you predicted. I'm happy to be wrong.
I predicted a roll. I think I said don't take the points, to be perfectly honest.
Well, I mean, not just that, but you predicted the win, where I thought Matty Mock would actually show up, and apparently he didn't get off the bus. So.
Before we knew Gurley was going to stay down.
Yeah, that was way before that. We made that call 3 days before it happened.
Yes,
so,
certainly.
You know, but, you know, Chubbs was able to step in. Yeah, he's no Gurley, but he's a different kind of back.
Sorry, it's Chubb.
Well, same difference.
That's what they're saying on TV.
We live in the South. We had S's to everything.
It infuriated me when they're saying it on TV. It's just Chubb.
I think because most of the things that I posted out about it, I said now it's Chubb's show now.
Yeah.
As of in, this show belongs to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably
Chubb.
Where I got saying it.
Chubb.
But regardless.
No, it's.
I like saying
and
regardless.
And you didn't say irregardless either.
Huh?
That's good. You didn't say irregardless.
No.
I like that.
Notwithstanding, we got some predictions for this week.
Well, I got some predictions for you.
Furman, South Carolina.
I'm going to take South Carolina by 20.
Really?
Easy. I don't know what the spread is. I look at Vegas spreads.
I don't have one in front of me. I only have the SEC ones. But, yeah, South Carolina. Because the good old ball coach is...
They're you know, they've had a week or two.
Yeah.
One had a blast in Easter.
Yeah, and that's in South Carolina. So
yeah.
And then let's get into some of these fun games. And by fun, I mean SEC versus SEC matchups.
Right.
Kentucky and LSU.
I'll take Kentucky.
The line is LSU minus 10.
I'm going to take Kentucky. Where is it? In Baton Rouge?
It is.
I'm taking Kentucky.
I think I like Kentucky, too.
Kentucky with the points, by the way.
Yeah, I think Kentucky with the points for sure.
Yes.
Florida and those Mizzou Tigers.
Where is that?
That is in the swamp.
I'm going to take Mizzou.
It's funny, you ask where it's at, and you take the road dog.
Really. Why don't I even ask that?
Florida minus 6 on the points on that.
Oh, points? Yes, I'll take Mizzou.
Yeah.
Plus 6.
I was about to say, give me the Tigers in the points there.
Yeah, Mizzou +6 coming off of that.
Next game, Tennessee and Ole Miss.
Oh, Ole Miss.
I was about to say,
I don't care where they play on Mars. It's
say the moon, so we're in the same ballpark here.
Yeah,
Ole Miss Rebels and Bo Wallace. I'm going to say Bo Wallace goes nuts.
Well, he might go nuts or not, but that defense.
I'm going to say four touchdowns for Bo. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's college. Four's not nuts. It's like, yeah, it is, because they play a very controlled game.
Oh, yeah, they do. And I'll take Ole Miss by, 15 plus.
The spread is Mississippi minus 17.
Oh, yeah, I'll take Ole Miss for that.
I think I'll take that. Another personal volunteer fans, but I think I'll take the points there.
15 plus, I mean, that's just a point and a half.
Yeah.
So, I mean, go for it. I mean, Ole Miss is, they're on fire.
Exactly. Texas A&M, Alabama.
No, Alabama. Sorry.
Do you want to know where it's at?
I think I heard where it was. I really don't care.
It's in Tuscaloosa.
Alabama's looked like shit the past 2 weeks.
They're not.
Pardon my French.
But they're not going to let Texas A&M beat.
They've looked like horse pucky.
Yeah.
The past 2 weeks.
Pucky, that's a good word.
Yeah, they look like horse pucky the past 2 weeks.
They look like.
I don't really think it matters. A&M is who they are.
They look like back guano. There's a good one.
Oh. Guano.
Let's pull out the Jim Carrey there.
Now, guano's a subject for a different podcast.
Yes.
But,
I got that.
Alabama's looked bad the past 2 weeks, even though they won last week. I really don't think that it's going to last much.
Yeah, and I'm not just agreeing with you on purpose or on accident even either, but Alabama for sure, after not being Alabama the last couple weeks, are going to finally get back to Alabama football. And they're going to show Texas A&M, I don't care who your quarterback is, I don't care how good you think you are, you still have to beat us, and you're not going to.
Yeah, and
it's going to be low scored. Yeah. I mean, we're talking 21-17. Yeah, exactly.
21-17, maybe 28-21. Nothing crazy.
No.
It's going to be maybe one or two combined defensive or special teams touchdowns. And Alabama's still Alabama. They're not going away.
No.
They still won this past week. I mean, everyone's all down on them. But they still won, right?
They did.
Didn't they block the extra point and still win that game?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Because they won by points, so yeah, I believe the extra point was the key.
14-13. They still won the game.
Yeah.
Now Alabama's all of a sudden terrible. Okay.
Yeah. That's what some of the experts and some of the fans are saying.
I just want to make sure, because I remember when they won the national championship one year, they had to block the field goal against Tennessee. Tennessee was not a good team at all.
Exactly.
So,
and in the last game we'll talk about, I don't purposely try to find people who can beat Georgia. I don't try to purposely pick people to beat them.
Right.
A lot of times I would probably say if Arkansas can run the ball and control the clock, but I think the Bulldogs are going to be able to take them easy. I mean, it's not going to be a roll like the last couple weeks for Georgia, but I don't think Arkansas is ready to make a run at a Georgia team.
Well, see, this game's not in Fayetteville, which favors the Dogs.
You mean
Fayetteville, Arkansas?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Fayetteville, Arkansas. It's in Little Rock.
Okay.
They usually play their home games in Fayetteville.
Okay. Where's it at?
Little Rock.
That's in Little Rock.
Yeah. So there's a plus.
Maybe former President Clinton will drop by.
Oh well. If he could pull himself away from, never mind. But Georgia, they kind of, I mean, looking at their play last week.
They're interesting on the road. We'll put them that way.
Looking at their play last week, they kind of got someone to, what's the term?
I don't know where you're going with it.
You ever seen, I'll tell you. Whenever, people are trying to train elephants in Africa. I only say Africa because that's where elephants are.
Right.
When they're trying to train elephants, they tie their you-know-whats up in a rope.
Right.
And pull them out behind them.
Right.
And to train them, they two-block them. You know what that means?
Yeah.
One block, two block. Right on when they pull behind them.
Right.
And those elephants kind of get the point.
Right.
Straight away. And, I mean, I've got a sneaking suspicion that Georgia has been two-blocked.
Yeah.
Girly or not.
I think they've been woken up.
I mean, they've been two-blocked. They played all year without their two best receivers. Not two best receivers, two fastest receivers.
Right.
Bennett or Conley.
Right.
But they got Scott Wesley and Mitchell. Scott Wesley still hadn't had a ball thrown his way.
Wow. I mean, I just realized that as you said that.
Last week, he was his first time in a game this year. Blazevich has come alive.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's the
freshman. Yeah. We talked about him in the pre-show stuff.
Yeah, that dude's right there. I mean, he's there. So, I know everyone gets on Mason about being limited with his arm strength and whatnot.
Well, and I also feel like not only is he a game manager, but it's the same thing as like with the Jaguars in the NFL. When you have a young quarterback or a quarterback who has not started a whole lot of games, you limit the amount of plays that they're using. So they may be only using half the playbook, a third of the playbook. So we can't fault him completely because also, what does Georgia do every time they get to the line? They rush to the line, and then 11 guys crane their head back around. It's the most ridiculous thing in sports to me. But if
Hudson is completing 22 or 28,
right,
based on what he's told to do,
yeah. I mean, he's good at following directions.
What's he supposed to do?
Exactly. He's a good game manager.
That pass to Bennett from the corner, that's the best throw I've seen him make.
Oh, he's making some throws.
I mean, that throw, did you see the throw? Or
yeah.
That's the best throw I've seen him make. I mean, I hate to use the term. What was it, 8 games?
Yeah.
Or 6 games now? Seven games.
Yeah.
Because he came in for the end of Kentucky. We won't count that.
Right.
Ball game at Tech.
Right.
These 6 games, so it's 8 games. That's the best throw he's made.
Right.
And when he let it go, I cussed when I was watching. I said, damn it, at least he threw it out of bounds. Glad he didn't get sacked. And then Bennett came down with it, pulled it in bounds. Hey, man, Mason.
Well, what it comes down to with a game manager is don't turn the ball over. Make some good, calculated, risky throws when you have to, and only once or twice a game are you going to be asked to make a play. And he made a play.
The thing is, I hesitate to say this, I think he's being camouflaged as a game manager until these games that matter at the end of the year come up.
And then just kind of wake the sleeping giant thing.
Well, no. Florida, he's going to have 250 yards passing.
Yeah.
If Gurley's back, you know, it's all if and an. That's just the way I think about it. I think they're just trying to keep him short and sweet, run the ball. You know, we'll run 80 plays, keep the ball three quarters of the game like they did Saturday.
Do the old bait and switch on somebody.
Yeah, maybe so, you know, because they, I hate to say this, because I've seen it the whole time, they've thrown those out routes to Mitchell.
Yep.
Short. I haven't seen one double move all year.
Well, you know, after...
Even Joe Cox did the double move, man.
After injury from last year, maybe he can't double move anymore.
I'm just talking about anybody. Even Scott Wesley.
That's true.
Or anybody. Or Bennett. I haven't seen a double move all year.
Not even Chubb.
Even Joe Cox threw the double move.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can go in a lot more in depth on Georgia, and I always say that, and I always try to preface my statements on that. But I haven't seen a double move, not even to Blazevich.
Yeah.
Not even out and up to Blazevich. And I haven't seen one pump a go. I think
you're right. I'm going to have to go back and look at that.
I think it's being said. I don't know what.
Yeah, I think it doesn't feel right. There's something there is something hidden there.
Yes.
You can feel him almost holding back.
Well, see, Bubba saves stuff for Florida.
Yeah.
He wants to be Florida.
Right.
And that'll be 4 years in a row, maybe, in Florida.
Which will ultimately be why Muschamp will look for employment elsewhere.
No, I think that will be many other reasons.
Well, I mean, that could ultimately be the...
Hell, yeah. Right. Yeah,
could be the floor out from under you, down the chute, out the door.
With a little bit of time.
Yeah. But recap, we got South Carolina over Furman.
Oh, yes.
Alabama over A&M.
That's right.
And that's Texas A&M, not Alabama A&M.
No, it's the Alabama A&M.
Wouldn't matter.
Florida A&M. Not the Rattlers.
Yeah. We both have Georgia over Arkansas.
Yep.
Ole Miss over Tennessee.
But don't take the points.
No. Do not take...
I think Georgia has 3 points.
UGA minus 4 is what I'm looking at.
Nice. Well, not a bit. Don't take the points.
Still don't take it.
It's still going to be
Tennessee.
Yep.
We both have Missouri over Florida.
That's right.
And we both have those Kentucky Wildcats going down to Baton Rouge and winning a game.
Yes, they'll beat LSU.
But I hope you guys enjoyed it this week. And for Mr. Joe Pym, I am Jeremy York. We'll see you guys next week.
A little bit more in depth than usual, but I think we did pretty good today.
I think we did. Hope you guys enjoyed.